Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. So today I want to talk about something that sounds deceptively familiar, and that's permissions. Specifically, who is allowed to access what, when, where, why, and how. The tech space has been dealing with identity and access, of course, for decades. It's a core concept for cybersecurity as well as for business. And honestly, if you zoom out far enough, we've been grappling with this whole concept for millennia, whether that's priests deciding who can enter a temple or sysadmins deciding who can SSH into a server. My very first tech job was actually in the 90s as a Galacticom bulletin board systems operator, and my primary function was to make sure accounts were created, grouped, and banned so they could or couldn't do and access certain spaces. Policies, role assignments, periodic reviews, zero trust, I mean, all of these are familiar tools in this space, but as it stands now, the assumptions built into them don't hold up when the quote-unquote user is no longer a person. Enter. Stage left. The AI agent. So a person has natural boundaries, right? They log in, they do their work, they maybe try a workaround here or there, but ultimately they limit what they do. They're self-limiting to a certain extent. They can only click so fast, only request so many resources before fatigue sets in or someone notices. An AI does not have those limits. It doesn't need a coffee break. It doesn't get bored. It doesn't stop at the guardrails we assume humans understand. It just keeps going. Relentlessly, literally, and at a speed and scale no humans can match. And that difference really matters because for years we've been designing permissions on the assumption that humans are the actors. Even when they're bad actors, there's an assumption of what they will actually be trying to do and how they'll be trying to do it. Our governance cycles, our reviews, even our controls are tuned to human pace and human intent. But when the actor is an AI, those assumptions actually really fall apart. And what we're left with is a widening gap between the pace at which machines can act and the pace at which human design governance can respond. And inside that gap, our old models really start to fall apart. So in this episode, I want to dig into three of those cracks: how policy enforcement differs for people and AIs, why runtime governance becomes essential, and what zero trust does and doesn't give us when the roles start to blur. So let's start with policy enforcement. With humans, policies usually line up with job functions. A role grants access, reviews catch drift over time. Sure, some people find creative workarounds, but ultimately their intent and their ability are bounded, and enforcement mechanisms are tuned to those bounds. But with AI, those assumptions kind of evaporate. Now, I was chatting with an executive at a very large enterprise that they have asked me not to name them, and they shared a story that stuck with me. They'd been testing their own AI agents and watched them behave almost exactly like attackers. Not because the AIs were malicious, but because they were very single-minded. When the agent hit a roadblock, it didn't call up IT and ask for additional permissions. It tried every permutation of the request until something went through. From the agent's perspective, it was just persistence. I was asked to do a job, so I'm going to try in every possible path to get it done. From the security team's perspective, though, it looked like the kind of brute force attack that they spend their careers defending against. And this is now all inside that enterprise network, right? So here's the core difference. With humans, enforcing policies is about constraining intent, making sure someone doesn't overstep what they're supposed to do. With AI, it's about constraining behavior patterns that can unfold at machine speeds. Well, now that brings us to governance. Oversight cycles sort of kind of work for people. I mean, you've seen quarterly access reviews, annual audit reports, entitlement certifications. These are slow, deliberate checks designed for slow, deliberate actors. But an AI agent can run through thousands of transactions in seconds. And if just one of those violates policies, you don't have 3 months to catch it. By the time the audit report lands, the damage is already done. This is not just a theory problem, it's a compliance problem. If your oversight is tuned to human pace, but your systems act at machine speed, you've created a mismatch. That mismatch will show up in your failed audits, in blown budgets, in security incidents that no one really saw coming because the governance cycle was too slow. So that's why runtime governance matters more in an AI world. Instead of periodic reviews, we need continuous validation, every action checked in real time against business state, risk scores, and context. Now NIST is already actually thinking along these lines, and they've got a pilot project called the AI Standards, quote unquote, Zero Drafts. Now this is one of the big themes in that project is evaluation results are time-bound. You can't test an AI once and assume that whatever you get back is true forever. Results need to be reestablished in live context because both systems and environments change. That document that I'm referring to, by the way, is ongoing, and the link to it is in the written blog post. That principle maps fairly directly to access governance. Permissions for AI can't be static entitlements waiting for an audit. They have to be living checks recalculated as conditions shift. So runtime governance, not just a nice to have, it's actually the only way you're going to be able to keep up. And now let's talk about zero trust. Now, in human terms, the concept of zero trust is relatively simple. Don't assume trust based on where someone sits in the network or what role they hold. Verify every request. But what happens when the user is an agent? I mean, theoretically speaking, well, nothing should happen. You didn't trust anything. However, you've got an AI system that's acting as a customer service rep, is writing new code modules, is spinning up cloud infrastructures, and querying HR data all at the same time. With people, these roles are distinct. No one person is doing all these things simultaneously. With an AI, these boundaries collapse. The same agent can operate across functions, not because of malice, but because it was told to just get the job done. And that's the complication. Zero trust principles still apply. Least privilege, continuous verification, minimizing standing access. But they need to actually go further. The question isn't just, does this role have permissions to access this system? The real question is, does this pattern of behavior look acceptable given what this AI agent is trying to achieve? And unfortunately, the patterns aren't static. They have to be recalculated in real time because the roles themselves are blurring faster than our ability to categorize them. So what really changes when the user is an AI? For humans, permissions are about who can do what. For AIs, permissions are about what actions are acceptable, in what sequence, at what speed, and under what guardrails. The shift is from assigning access to governing behavior, right? From periodic reviews to runtime enforcement, from static roles to dynamic patterns. It doesn't mean that your old tools are useless, right? Roles, reviews, and zero trust still matter, but they are no longer enough on their own. When your users are just tireless, literal, and unimaginably fast, you need governance that matches their pace. The anecdote I shared earlier of an AI acting like an attacker just to finish its assigned task is a glimpse of what happens when yesterday's permissions models meets today's machine-driven reality. And this isn't something that is happening, within one single enterprise in its own little vacuum. In my earlier post on agentic AI in the open standards community, I talked about where the standards work is happening and sometimes where it might just be hype. That thread is very much connected here. NIST TEVV work, ongoing discussions at the W3C, the ITF, elsewhere, they're all converging on the same recognition that permissions for machines aren't just a technical detail, right? They're ever so much more than that. So the real change isn't quite so much in permissions, I suppose, but it is in the urgency. Permissions can't sit as your, dusty little entitlements waiting for the next audit. They have to be living runtime checks, constantly recalibrated to keep up with actors that don't share human limits. So here's a question for you, looking inside your enterprise. Are your permission models built for a human pace or for a machine pace? And if you've already seen these cracks, if you've watched your own AI systems bump up against the edges of a human-centric permissions model, I'd actually really love to hear more stories and maybe ones that I could actually talk about on my future blog post. Because overall, I don't think that this shift is theoretical at all. This is stuff that's already happening now. Thank you for listening, and I hope you share this with everybody and tune in again next week.
And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.